Shalom uvracha. Today, David HaMelech is teaching us how to deal with another type of challenge. Zeidim helitzuni ad me'od. People that intentionally are mocking me and trying to knock me down as a tzaddik in Yerushalayim. Zeidim helitzuni ad me'od. With all their koichas, they're trying to knock me down, ridicule me. But I'm not going to budge one drop from your Torah. That is the way Klal Yisrael has to go through life. That's what kept us going throughout history. Throughout history, one generation after the other. Aside from physically trying to destroy us, they've been more effective with the helitzuni, the mockery of religion, the new ideals that come up time and again in history that unfortunately many members of Klal Yisrael fall into the trap and they follow, whether it be other religions or other beliefs or communism, socialism, whatever it may be. That's what we're up against. The new man, the more progressive mind frame that every generation has, and eventually every progressive mind frame bites the dust, goes into the earth, and people realize that the whole thing was a farce. Just people with the Yetzirah and the striving for power and physical pleasures that drove them to do things that were not beneficial to anybody. But I'll call upon them, we have to go through this throughout history. And the way we get through it is with that, once again, the Zayin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing Hashem is sustaining me, both physically and spiritually. Hashem has given me all that power that we have, the Kli Zayin, to stand up against anything. Because if I'm with Hashem, I don't have to care about anybody else. I have it right. I have the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with me. What do I care what everybody else says? It doesn't make a difference to me. That's another challenge we're going through in our day and age, especially here now in Eretz Yisrael, with the attack against the Lamed Torah, people that are dedicating their lives to learning Torah. It's not being appreciated. Zaydim. People intentionally are trying to stop us. There's a bracha in Shmoneh Esrei for the Zaydim. We say, V'la malshinim al tisikva. V'azaydim, ikoreisu. Hashem should cut down these people that are intentionally trying to take us away from our level of Shmir Torah mitzvahs. The Maharal says that this bracha is not a bracha to wipe them out, because we're talking about Jewish people. Time and again, Jewish people are dafka going against the religion, trying to weaken the religion. Maharal says when we're saying that they should be cut down, they should stop, what we're being misbaled for is, in their wishes, they should stop. It's not a personal thing. We don't want Chas V'Shalom anything bad to happen to any Jew. We want their power to weaken the religion. That should be stopped completely. Either they should find another position and have no power, or even better, they should be Chayzer B'Tshuva. These are the things that, because we know that the only thing that keeps Klal Yisrael strong is the fact that we remain steadfast in our religious commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Echanami, we misspell the ones that weaken it and should not have power. HaKopana, this is what David HaMelech is teaching us. It shouldn't bother us what other people say about us. It shouldn't take away from our self-confidence and our pride, that Baruch Hashem, we are the ones that are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adarabah, it should be a time to misspell more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our way of life, it's our success in life, and not only for us. We don't live for ourselves, we're not a selfish people, we care about all Klal Yisrael. Dafka, we're going to daven better, we're going to learn better, because we know that this powerful thing we have that is not appreciated by everybody else, it's the real thing. It's a thing that will save us and save Klal Yisrael. I remember a Volbet used to tell us in the Kollel, you have to build yourself up to a point that if somebody for some reason would decide that you have to move to a Shomer Hatzir kibbutz, a kibbutz that communist kibbutz that doesn't believe in anything and mocks anything, you'll continue your Avodas Hashem exactly the same way you did it before. It will not affect you. Rav Volbe in his own life lived for 8 years in Sweden in such an environment. He just grew from it. Because sometimes when the people outside do not appreciate you, if you use it right, instead of getting shaken up from them, use it as a time to reinforce and strengthen your kesher with our truth source of power, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zeichet to take advantage of this period, be proud of ourselves, be samech b'chalkeinu, be happy with what we have, and mirtz Hashem, see the Yeshua Hashem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.